Hot Cars
and Cool April Nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. Have you gotten out there to enjoy Mother Nature this April? I got a chance to last weekend, went hiking with a friend at the Columbia National Wildlife Refuge in eastern Washington. Got to show her some sandhill cranes. She had never seen those before. We both got to take in some nice desert views and see quite a few waterfowl out on the lakes. Everything from mudheads to colorful drake shoveler ducks. Followed that up with lunch at Mardon Resort at Potholes Reservoir, one of my happy places. And tell you what, if you ever go there, get the French dip. It's absolutely delicious. All in all, it was a great day, and I hope you've had some great days afield, too. After all, turkey hunting season is officially underway in many of our states right now. The ice is coming off lakes in a lot of states, but it's still hard water season in several states. Just be careful out there if you're on the ice. This is the time of year where things can get a little iffy. And then there's open water fishing, too. For everything from bass to walleye to trout, it's a good time to be out there. This week on the show, boating season is also upon us now that it's spring, and it's important to be safe. That's why we're going to be talking to Ted Sensenbrenner. He's with the Boat US Foundation. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes to tell you about the most common reasons boaters fail safety checks for their vessels. After that, we'll get a chance to chat with Anitra Hamper. She's an award-winning television reporter, outdoors writer, and globe-trotting angler who loves to catch exotic fish in exotic destinations. Anitra has taken her love of world travel and fishing to a new place that would be a company her and a partner have rolled out called Real-Ality. And this company takes anglers to unique locations all over the world to catch some very unique fish. Their first trip is just for the ladies, a women's-only trip to a rainforest in Guyana in South America with 7 full days of fishing for up to 30 different species of fish. Anitra will share more about this just after the bottom of the hour. Heading back to the United States, you are well aware that invasive species are wreaking havoc on our ecosystems and the native animals that live in them. We are talking about everything from Asian carp to European green crab to wild boar to Burmese python and iguanas. So, what can you do to help eradicate them? Well, Chef Philippe Parola wrote a book to help you do just that. He's based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's been a chef for a long time, and his book is called If You Can't Beat Them, Eat Them, and it includes recipes for 40 different invasive species, to include the ones we just mentioned. Chef Philippe will tell you more about his book and give you some ideas about how to prepare certain dishes towards the end of our show today. Before we talk to these great guests, though, let's get into one of my favorite segments that we get to do from time to time.
It's record fish time.
From the Fishing Wire, we learn the International Game Fish Association has certified several world records, to include a new one for the blue catfish. Alexandra Hall was fishing the James River in Virginia on December 4th when she landed an impressive 63-pound blue catfish. With this catch, Alexandra has earned both the IGFA Women's 20-pound line class world record and female junior world record for the species. She caught the massive catfish using cut bait, and she needed 10 minutes to subdue the fish. After recording the weight on her certified scale, Alexandra released the fish safely. Then there's a new record for Pacific bonefish. Turns out Honolulu, Hawaii is slowly becoming a premier world record destination for Pacific bonefish. On December 26, Sherry Young was fishing the flats of Honolulu with guide Chris Wright when she landed a beautiful 5-pound Pacific bonefish. The catch earned Sherry the IGFA Women's 6-pound line class world record for the species. And as for how she caught it, this record bonefish ate a live crab and was landed after a 6-minute fight. This one was also released after being weighed on a certified scale. And then there's a new record for the Colorado snapper. This one was caught December 8th by Paul Jones, who was fishing out of Puerto Jimenez, Costa Rica, when he landed this 25-pound, 10-ounce Colorado snapper. With this fish, Paul has set the IGFA all-tackle world record for the species. He was able to boat the fish after a 15-minute fight and return to Puerto Jimenez to record the weight on a certified scale. Paul's impressive catch topped the previous world record by more than a pound, a record that had stood for nearly 20 years. Our next record fish is actually a golden trout, a species you probably associate with the Sierra Nevada mountains in California or maybe the Cascades where they're stocked in the Pacific Northwest. But from Metro News we learn the Division of Natural Resources in West Virginia stocks golden trout in waters around the state during a gold rush promotion. For 2 weeks in the spring, golden trout of large size are stocked in West Virginia lakes. And one of those lakes was Little Beaver State Park Pond in Raleigh County. Benji Lilly was the lucky angler who caught it, and it weighed 9.72 pounds. And this is a great story. According to Lilly, he said the fish gave him a pretty good fight. He said it took him about 10 minutes to get him in. Benji said his dad had to run to the truck and get a net because there was no way that he could lift him up over the rail. And if you're wondering what that fish bit on, it was a Berkeley power worm on a 1/32nd ounce jig head. Well, he said the pond wasn't very crowded. They had most of the water themselves, and he had caught this fish about 3.5 hours after the Division of Natural Resources had stocked him in the pond. Here's the funny part of the story. This record almost went unrecognized. As a matter of fact, Lilly had given the fish away to somebody else. In his words, "I just like to catch trout. I don't eat them. I was giving it to a guy, and somebody pulled up in a Jeep and asked if he could weigh it. I figured it was a little over 8 pounds. The guy weighed it and said, that's a state record. Lilly said, I had to ask the guy if I could keep the fish. Lilly ended up giving him the record fish anyway after the paperwork had been certified. And sometimes you don't need to reel in a record fish, you shoot it. From the Missouri Department of Conservation, we learn Mitchell Daring of Fair Dealing shot the third state record fish recorded in 2023, a 4-pound brown bullhead. Daring shot the fish while bow fishing at Duck Creek Ditch number 105 on March 14th. The previous state record brown bullhead was a 2-pound, 7-ounce fish caught way back in 1994. According to Daring, I got off work that day and went out to one of the ditches in Duck Creek and just got lucky, honestly. We shoot a lot of smaller fish. I knew it was a bullhead, but didn't know if it was a brown bullhead, but I knew it was large for its size. Daring contacted the Missouri Department of Conservation Southeast Regional Office the next day to get his fish weighed, and it was indeed weighed on a certified scale and came out to be a state record. Turns out, Daring is no stranger to holding state records in Missouri. He briefly held the state record for spotted gar back in 2019, but that record has since been broken. But that's okay, because not only does Daring have a new state record brown bullhead, he actually has a new bow fishing world record brown bullhead. The previous record, a 3-pound, 4-ounce fish. Daring said he's now working on his collection of state records and plans to get this bullhead mounted. And in case you are listening to Missouri today and you're wondering where you can catch a brown bullhead, I can tell you the only confirmed self-sustaining natural population of brown bullhead occurs at the Duck Creek Conservation Area and the nearby Mingo National Wildlife Refuge in Stoddard, Bollinger, and Wayne counties.
Congratulations on your new record.
Speaking of shooting things, this portion of the show is brought to you by Henry Repeating Arms. And when you think of the firearms that Henry makes right here in the U.S. of A., you probably think of their beautiful lever-action rifles that come in a variety of calibers. But they have a brand new firearm out meant for home defense or to have handy in the truck, on the farm, or the ranch. That would be the new Homesteader 9mm carbine. This compact semi-automatic rifle has a walnut stock and forearm and comes with a 5 and 10 round magazine. Better still, the Homesteader carbine will also accept magazines from Glock, Sig Sauer, and Smith & Wesson. If you want to find out where you can purchase the Homesteader carbine, go to henryusa.com and look for an authorized dealer near you. And while you're at the website, be sure to ask for your free decals and catalog too. That website again, henryusa.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Wetlands are some of the most important ecosystems on Earth, but our wetlands are quickly disappearing. Find out how you can help. Join Ducks Unlimited today.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. in a Jefferson state of mind.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we have got a special guest for you. That would be Ted Sensenbrenner. He is a development director for the Boat Owners Association of the United States, also known as Boat US, based in Springfield, Virginia. And it is a pleasure to have you on the show today, Ted.
Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be here to discuss vessel safety checks with your audience today.
You know, I wanted to get you on this week because spring is here. A lot of folks are getting those boats out of the garage or out of their storage spaces, getting them on the water. But safety checks are important, and you might have state officials doing them or county officials or the Coast Guard, and a lot of folks will fail these safety checks. And there's some common reasons why this happens. Let's go ahead and run through the three most common reasons that folks fail these safety checks.
Sure. So this is a voluntary program. You can ask or request for a vessel safety check, or sometimes they're just offered at boat ramps, or you can go online and find out where a local vessel safety check is given. But the number one reason that the examiners find for a failure is navigation lights not working properly. So about 19% of those failures are because of navigation lights. They might be installed improperly, or one might be out, or several might be out. But as you know, we need a red and a green and a white light if you're a powerboat. And all three must be working and be ready to be turned on at nighttime or even during the day in times of reduced visibility.
What's another reason that boaters fail safety checks?
Well, following that, at 16% or 18% are fire extinguishers. When you present your fire extinguisher to a vessel examiner, or you can check it before you even get an exam, that indicator must be in the green. So if you look at your fire extinguisher has to be charged and it has to be ready for use if you need it. So the green indicator tells you it's ready to go. And also, it can't be more than 12 years old. It has to be less than 12 years old, and you can tell that because there's a born date on the bottom of your fire extinguisher. So take a look at it, find out when it was made, and make sure that it was made within the last 12 years. And after that, distress signals. That would be the third item that often comes up for reasons for a failure for a vessel safety check. As you know, distress signals can be as simple as having a orange flag during the day, or even better, orange smoke, or perhaps even a pyrotechnic device that's suitable for both day and nighttime use. But if you don't have them aboard and you're required to have them aboard, you're not going to pass your vessel safety check.
Well, all important things to have, that's for darn sure. And again, it is all about safety when it comes to boating. I mean, it's all fun and games, as they say, until something goes wrong. And that's why you need to have an updated fire extinguisher. You need to have a distress signal that's going to be seen and works. And you need to have navigation lights. So all great reasons here. Let's talk a little bit about the organization that you are a part of, the Boat Owners Association of the United States, also known as the Boat US Foundation.
Sure. So Boat US is actually an acronym. The Boat Owners Association of the United States was founded in 1966, primarily as a way for boaters to get together, exchange some information, and to have a voice on Capitol Hill so that boaters' rights were heard. And we also were involved in a number of the boating safety acts so that boats can be constructed to a certain standard. For example, we want to make sure boats float, and so on. I work for the Boat US Foundation for Boating Safety and Clean Water, and our mission actually extends into our primary goal, which is to reduce boating accidents and fatalities. And that's why we're so passionate about helping keep boaters safe on the water. Our association also offers on-water towing, which is very popular. We've got towing ports around the country, and that can make your day better, especially if you find that you have a dead battery or you're out of gas or went out on the water, or you have a soft grounding and need to be pulled off.
No, you're absolutely right in all regards. And you do have to pay a fee to be a member of Boat US, but it's not much of a fee. Why don't you run through what that fee structure looks like for the basic membership and for the towing packages as well on freshwater and saltwater.
Sure. Basic membership starts at $25, and that gets you our Boat US magazine. It gets you all of the representation that we do on Capitol Hill, the discount program at West Marine. And then you can add on top of that, you can get our freshwater unlimited towing package for as low as $99. And if you want our saltwater unlimited package, that's $165. We even have an unlimited gold package, which covers nearly every type of conceivable breakdown that you'll have, and that sells for $200. And you can find more information about the various packages and benefits of each at BoatUS.com.
All right. The website again, BoatUS.com. That's the website to go to. Whether you want to have your voice represented in Washington, D.C., and they certainly were doing that in recent years when it came to ethanol restrictions for boats, or if you need a towing package or towing insurance, BoatUS can help you out. So again, BoatUS.com, that's the website to go to for the Boat Owners Association of the United States. Ted, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much, John.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you're going to go fishing, you know you're going to need a sharp fillet knife. And you can sharpen it in a couple ways. Before your trip, while you're at home, you can use a powered knife and tool sharpener, maybe the Ken Onion Edition or the Mark II. That's one of their newer models. They both use abrasive felt so that you can get that knife sharp and honed. And if you're in the boat, well, I've got something for you there, too. That would be the Pivot Pro. This is a very affordable handheld manual pull-through knife sharpener. And it has a big handle, so you can grip that and just pull that fillet knife through the angle guides to sharpen it and then to hone it, give you the perfect edge you need to clean a bunch of fish, and you'll be ready to fillet a mess of crappie or anything else. Look for the Pivot Pro and the powered Mark II and Ken Onion Edition at quality sporting goods stores near you and online anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Next, I've got something of interest for our listeners in New Hampshire tuning in on WUVR out of Lebanon and Hanover, or WNTK 99.7 out of New London. It turns out the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department's Let's Go Fishing program is going to be hosting two different fly fishing A to Z workshops this spring. These two-day programs are designed primarily for first-time fly anglers, and the instruction will cover the basics such as equipment, fly casting, stream ecology, knot tying, safety, and fish identification. The highlight of these events happens on a Sunday when the group dons waders and gets into the water at a local fishing pond to put their new skills to use and maybe catch a few trout. If you decide to attend, all equipment is provided. You don't even need a fishing license to participate. You can register online to reserve your spot today. The class is open to anyone 13 or over, but if you're under 16, you do have to be accompanied by an adult. Class space is limited and registration is on a first-come, first-served basis. The programs are going to be held at the New Hampshire Technical Institute in Concord Saturday, April 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday the 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The second event will be at Coleman State Park in Stewartstown, New Hampshire, Saturday, June 3rd and Sunday, June 4th. You can find out more at the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department's website. Just go to fishnh.com. That's fishnh.com, and go to the events page to register.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Columbus, Ohio. That is the home of Anitra Hamper. She is an award-winning journalist. You've probably seen her on TV before, but her passion is fishing. Not just fishing, but fishing in exotic destinations all over the world. In addition to her television career, she's also an outdoors writer, has written quite a few publications about her exploits fishing. Anitra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. A pleasure to be here.
Let's start off talking about how you became an angler. I understand it all started off where you grew up in Ohio.
Yeah, it did. And I think you being a fellow outdoors enthusiast, you know, you don't just by chance, but I grew up loving the outdoors. I grew up learning how to fish on my grandpa's cottage in western Ohio. And he would always give me an old coffee can and tell me to go dig my worms, my night crawlers after a good rain. And he would take me fishing and that would be my prize. So one of my favorite photos is one I keep in my office of me at 4 years old, bows in my hair with a cane pole in one hand and my worm bucket in the other. And I learned from a very early age, I didn't learn things like ew and yuck that we sometimes do otherwise. I learned to love the outdoors, and I appreciated all the things from a young age that anglers love about fishing beyond just catching great fish. You know, the nature, the eagles, the sunrises, all of those things. And so it was a lifelong passion for me, instilled at a very young age.
Let's talk about your very first trip out of the country. Where was it, and how did it cause you to, you know, become the angler you are now, going to exotic destinations all over the world?
My very first ever trip out of the United States was to Vietnam, and it was actually on a photography trip all through the southern Vietnam to the northern border with China. And I took that with my mom to do photography. That was sort of the beginning of my launch into travel writing in general, but it literally opened my eyes and my world. And so I started doing travel writing for different publications and started my company called Three Word Press, which writes for publications. And every place that I traveled to, whether it was Iceland or Spain or India, I would stay extra days just to fish. And so over time, I thought, I'm learning so much information from things like how to select a guide in a country that you know nothing about.
Right.
You know, so many places will just, locals will stick out a shingle with their name on it. You know, you don't know if it's safe or credible or what you're getting into. So I started learning all these things as I traveled fishing, and I thought, gosh, I should be writing about this. So that was sort of the entry, if you will, into writing about outdoors and fishing for publication.
Are you primarily a fly angler or a spin angler, or just, you know, uses whatever catches fish?
I'll admit that I use whatever catches fish. I've done a hand line in Jamaica before. I thought, where's your reel? The guy hands me a fishing line with some kind of bolt, a rusty bolt off of his car, I think, and we caught fish. But I'm spinning rod, but I have done some fly fishing, but I need a guide. I mean, that's a beast of its own, if you will. So I'm primarily spinning rod, and I tend to gravitate towards the bigger, freakier fish, the better. I love to know anywhere I go what's in their water. Mm-hmm. And I love to pull things out of the water and study them and go, wow, the fact that this thing exists. So a lot of times that leads me to remote waters, to fishing. And it's just fascinating every single time.
You know, that's really interesting to me because, you know, I've met a lot of folks who've gone like to Argentina or Chile to catch, you know, big trout. But it sounds like that wouldn't necessarily trip your trigger because you can catch German brown trout or big rainbows right here in the U.S. The fact that you get excited about these exotic, never before seen fish for most of us U.S. anglers, that's interesting to me. How did that passion grow?
I have no idea, really, to be honest with you.
It just did.
I've always been fascinated by science and wildlife and the things that are just a little freaky. And you go, wow, that's a thing? That really exists? And so it's just become sort of a passion for me to follow those types of fish in different places around the world, the ones that we rarely get to see. And that's the prize. And fishing for them is recognizing, wow, first this exists. And then also the importance of protecting these species that exist in these remote waters, that they're there. We want to find ways to protect them.
Let's talk about your new venture. It's a company called Reel-Ality. That's Reel-Ality. And it's all about taking people fishing to exotic locations. Tell us a little bit more about what you and your partner are doing here.
Sure. So, you know, my background is a television news anchor and journalist, and now professional travel writer. And my partner, Ian Henderson, his background in hospitality, as well as guiding, mountain trekking, guiding in Nepal, and international guiding for fish for a lot of years. We both have unique backgrounds and expertise. And so as we talked about, you know, where passion is guiding us, you know, he's got a very great skill set of developing contacts on the ground in foreign locations, developing those contacts. He's very technically skilled. You know, and I just have a lot of passion for angling, for finding new destinations. And we both have a combined love of introducing people to these opportunities. So together we just said, what can we do to break down barriers, fears, whatever else holds people back, and help them make their angling dreams reality, pushing them to go beyond just their local waters. I think Americans in particular are afraid to travel. They feel like these are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to go internationally, or they don't know. They don't know how to do it. And so we said, we want to be able to host tours and introduce people to how to do this But we also want to be able to produce content, you know, credible and entertaining content across multimedia platforms, you know, whether that's, you know, blog posts or interviews, published articles, radio, et cetera, to inspire people, because there's so much holding people back. And we want to help people go to places that are just a little outside their comfort zone and recognize you just learn so much about yourself and your world when you do that. And being able to do that through a passion like fishing makes it that much more exciting. Not to mention you learn about new destinations and the cultures there.
Oh, absolutely. We've only got about a minute left, but let's tell folks about this women's only fishing trip that you have coming up November 24th through December 5th in Guyana in South America.
Yeah, we've spent some time in Guyana fishing, and the last time I was there, we caught about 30 different species, from large catfish to, you know, to smaller fish, but it really challenges you from a skill and species standpoint. So one of our first projects we want to do is guide women, host women on a trip in late November, early December to the remote Iwakrama rainforest. You know, as a female who fished around the world mostly with men all the time, I know women won't do that readily without some guidance. And a new Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation study shows that 1 in 4 women anglers don't want to participate in fishing if they're going to be the only one.
Right.
So I want to break down those barriers and help introduce that. And I'm getting a lot of support. You know, I'm looking for the right level of angler, outdoors woman. I had one of the most respected producer of handmade lures named Kermit Adams of K Lures. He reached out just a week ago and said, listen, I love this, and I want to make some specific lures for this. He is very well respected internationally, and I just got a box of some beautiful colored hand-painted lures for women. And I say that not as a sexist thing, but, you know, at the end of the day, lures are designed to catch anglers first,
right,
and the fish second. So with the support of someone like that to say, listen, I know this is important, I want to get on board. I'd love for other manufacturers and things to get on board, too, and reach this market. But first and foremost, I want to reach the women who want to step outside their comfort zones together.
Well, folks, if you're a woman and you want to go fishing in Guyana, catching everything from huge catfish to piranha and more, reach out to Anitra Hamper. And the email to do so is what?
That would be inquiries, I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-E-S, at Reality, R-E-E-L, -ality.com. And then we're developing our website, same spelling, and we do have a Facebook page that you can get on as well as we go on this journey.
All right, real-ality.com, or look for real-ality on Facebook. Reach out to Anitra, either for this women's fishing trip or other exotic trips. You don't just have to be a woman. You can be a man and go on some of these trips,
sure,
too. And it sounds like it's going to be all sorts of fun. Anitra, we are definitely going to have you back on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center, where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization
dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where the Louisiana State University Tigers women's basketball team are still celebrating their championship win over the Iowa Hawkeyes this month. And that's also the home for Chef Philippe Parola. He has been in the industry for over 30 years now, and he's the author of a brand new book, and it's a fascinating cookbook too. It's called If You Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em, and it's all about cooking up 40 different invasive species found here in North America into some very tasty meals. Chef Philippe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me there.
Well, let's talk about what inspired you to put together this very unique cookbook.
Well, it's a very good question. I moved here in the state in the early 80s, and actually I came to Louisiana, which got that French culture. So coming from France, I felt like I was home in somewhat.
Sure.
So I discovered the outdoor here, and there is a reason why they call Louisiana the sportsman paradise, because hunting and fishing down here is all year around, literally, and it's just beautiful. I mean, it's just incredible. And that's what kept me here in Louisiana and America, actually, the outdoor, the fishing and the hunting. And over the years, I have seen diverse and busy species coming and put themselves literally into the habitat of many of wild game. One of them, for instance, is the nutria, the wild boar, the Asian carp are taking over literally all our rivers, and they are really destroying the ecosystem here, especially wildlife habitat. And if I can make a difference with what I know, then might as well do it, right?
Right.
And I like to cook wild game. I always did. I grew up cooking wild game, actually, in France, and going fishing, hunting, and but not as much as here. Here is such an incredible scenario. So, and going back to growing up in France, I grew up in the 60s as a kid. And way back then, you know, France was still rebuilding from World War II, and we had no grocery store there every corner of the street, and food was expensive still, and, you know, many were going to harvest, hunt, or fish from Mother Nature.
Sure.
And bring food on the table. So I grew up that way, and so I'm not afraid to get dirty, that's what I meant. And going out there and catch nutria, or go and get those Asian carp jumping in a boat and so on and so on, and bring it out there and cook them. So the reason is because I love the fishing and the hunting, and I don't want those invasive species to destroy the recreational fishing and the hunting, you know, for future generations. And we need to preserve that. We need to be proactive.
You know, I think this is a great idea, because everyone recognizes that a lot of these species, whether we're talking, again, about boar hogs, whether we're talking about Burmese python in Florida, whether we're talking about Asian carp or European green crab, everyone recognizes these are not desirable species to have in our waterways and in our wetlands or anywhere else. But I don't think most people have even considered eating them. And the fact that you've got this book where you not only get to eat them, but make them very appetizing is a wonderful idea and a great incentive for people to buy the book and then go and harvest some of these species and get that field-to-table experience and help out our habitat in the same time. So let's start off with one that a lot of people consider more of a game bird than an invasive species, the snow goose. And I got to tell you a little story about the snow goose. I live in eastern Washington. And growing up in western Washington, you would have these snow geese come down in the thousands to northwest Washington, and it was a normal migration. You never, ever saw them in eastern Washington at all. About 10 years ago, you started seeing a few snow geese. Fast forward to now, and I go to my favorite little lake, Potholes Reservoir, and it's April, and there's still a raft of about 10,000 snow geese, and they go in the farmers' fields every day and just decimate them. They've actually come up with spring conservation hunts, which are common in other states, but you never saw here in Washington, where the limit's like 20 birds a day. And so, same thing. What do you do with all these geese that you've harvested? What do you suggest we do with the snow goose? Breast it out and do what?
Okay, well, the shorter version would be to direct your viewer to my YouTube channel, Chef Philippe on YouTube, and actually you can probably put my last name, P-A-R-O-L-A, Parola, and you will see the snow goose, how I clean them and cook them. And there is a variation of cooking technique that you can apply to a snow goose. Same thing than a chicken, literally. I mean, so I got one actually on my book, and I make kind of pie to the snow goose as well. And it really is a great dish. You know, you just grill it, the breast, and then cover it up with tomato sauce and mozzarella cheese. Look, anything with tomato sauce will look good. I mean, it will look good, but it will taste good. You know what I'm saying?
I got another one for you that's more challenging. You mentioned the nutria, and a lot of folks look at nutria and think that's a swamp rat. How the heck do you make that into an appetizing meal?
Well, let me tell you this. Actually, I was the one who spearheaded the promotion of nutria meat in the mid-90s for the wildlife and fishery here in Louisiana. The problem is to commercialize mammals like nutria wild boar. The FDA is really giving some hardline guidelines, if I may say, to commercialize those meat. So it was very difficult. But on the other hand, we've done a very good work. We have probably 20 chefs on board into the promotion as well. And they were selling nutria sausage into grocery store, nutria gumbo, which I done one not long ago. So there is a nutria stew. There is many ways to actually prepare nutria. The best one, I will tell you, that I've done was putting the clean whole nutria, all right, on a barbecue pit and, you know, slowly cook it like a cochon de lait. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like a little pig, you know, but much smaller. And you slow cook it, all right, until the meat fall off the bone. And then you get some taco shell and put a little minced salad and a little dressing of your choice, and you make nutria tacos. And I'm telling you, everybody loved it, okay? And it, how can I say that? The part of the rat, you know, the swamp rat looking, it's a psychological thing, you know, but when you prepare it right and it's done right, people love it. And there is more open-minded people today than there ever were before trying to eat new stuff, especially invasive species. The younger generation, for instance, is really into it. They want to preserve, you know, Mother Nature for their kids, for God's sake. So, you know, it's interesting to see where that book's going to lead to.
We got time for one last species here, and that would be the Burmese python. They are overrunning the Florida Everglades. A lot of folks are killing them, and that's good, but you've actually got some ideas on how to cook them up.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's been eaten for a long time, and, you know, skin it. It's easy to prepare, actually. You skin it. You can poach the meat, you know, in a little cool bouillon, if I may say, a little hot water vegetable and so on, and chop it up and make hamburger patties and into slider. And here you got the perfect meal. But there's one thing I would like to say to your show. All right. Anytime you read something about invasive species, especially wild boar and nutria and all the apple snail, for instance, which is big here, They always talk about, oh, they carry disease, they carry bacteria, and so on and so on. You know, we don't recommend to eat it, okay? But mankind have eaten wild boar, for instance, or nutria, actually, for a long time. But we'll say this. If it is properly prepared, okay, like in a stew, then you will kill all those bacteria, so there is no risk of cross-contamination. On the other hand, according to my research and that we've done here with the Library of Baton Rouge, there is no fatality recorded eating wild game. Zero.
Wow.
On the other hand, eating conventional processed food like chicken nugget or whatever you buy in a grocery store, there is an average of 3,000 deaths per year. So what I'm saying to you guys, eat wild game. It's much healthier. Don't believe all what you read.
I think there's a lot of folks that are listening to this show that would completely agree with you. The name of the book again, folks, If You Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. Again, it's all about cooking up 40 different invasive species found here in North America. And the author is Chef Philippe Parola. You can buy this book at Amazon. You can buy this book at Barnes & Noble. You should also check out Chef Philippe's website.
Yeah, you can buy it on my website. It's actually better off. Can'tbeatemeatem.us.
There you go. Can'tbeatemeatem.us. That's the website to go to. Chef Philippe, thanks for writing this book, and thanks for sharing
this
with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, John. Thank you.
We certainly had some great guests today. If you didn't catch the entire show, don't worry. We will be uploading it as a podcast in a few days, and we have all sorts of past episodes you can listen to as well. Just look for America Outdoors Radio on your favorite podcast platform and give us a listen. You can also tune into our regional show, too, Northwestern Outdoors Radio. That same show airs under the America Outdoors Radio umbrella. On that note, it is time to say goodbye for another week, but here's hoping you get out there for some fishing, maybe some turkey hunting, maybe some wildlife watching, or whatever else trips your trigger. Here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead and healthy too, and do remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Some of the likely presidential candidates for 2024 making their case before the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Indiana. More on the story from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former President Donald Trump.
I was proud to be the most pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment president.
He says gun rights are under attack and vowed to reimburse teachers who want to be armed in the classroom. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Protect our schools, institutionalize the obviously mentally ill.
While
also at townhall.com, the United States and Vietnam pledging to boost relations. That as Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Hanoi, part of the Biden administration's push to counter China's increasing assertiveness in Indo-Pacific region. Here's BBC correspondent Jonathan Head.
The flourishing ties between these two countries are a remarkable story of reconciliation as Washington cozies up to communist leaders whose predecessors inflicted on the United States its greatest military humiliation. They are also a story of hard-nosed diplomatic calculation. Both countries fear China's rising power. Vietnam and China have come to blows over contested islands in the South China Sea. There is strong anti-China sentiment expressed by much of the Vietnamese population. Yet the Communist Party leadership is careful not to provoke China and will continue to try to balance ties with the two superpowers.
In Japan, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has escaped injury after someone threw an explosive device at a campaign event. That blast just moments before he was to begin a speech. One minor injury reported among a police officer, the suspect now in custody. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Parts of the United States might be seeing far more rain this year.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there's a 62% chance that El Nino will take over between May and July, and an 80 to 90% chance that it will take over by fall. El Nino means a cold, wet winter for the southern U.S. California could also see a lot of rain and colder temperatures as well. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Michigan researchers finding the wreckage of two ships that disappeared in Lake Superior in 1914 hope the discovery will lead to a third vessel.
The steamship C.F. Lewis was towing the schooner barges Selden E. Marvin and Annie M. Peterson across Lake Superior when they sank on November 18, 1914. All 28 people aboard were killed. The researchers found the wreck of the Curtis during the summer of 2021 and the Marvin a year later within a few miles of the first site.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A deadly barn fire. Here's John Scott.
An explosion at a dairy farm in the Texas panhandle that critically injured one person and killed an estimated 18,000 head of cattle was the deadliest barn fire recorded since the Animal Welfare Institute began tracking the fires. Castro County Sheriff Salvador Rivera said the fire and explosion at the South Fork Dairy Farm near Dimmitt was likely caused by overheated equipment and would be investigated by state fire marshals. John Scott reporting.
Nation's largest banks appearing to be weathering the turmoil in their industry just fine, despite a pair of historical bank failures last month, which put the nation's banking industry into crisis mode. Nation's biggest banks posting strong profits last quarter, helped by higher interest rates, as well as an economy that's starting now to add jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Life insurance.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Does your chihuahua need a chill pill? Is your Persian kitten a bit paranoid? Are your retrievers a little too rambunctious? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your cats and dogs as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle shows. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and, as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, humping, your cat is scratching, looking at the litter box and saying there's no way, can't deal with the new cat in the household, you have a new boyfriend, your dog doesn't get along with him, you take your dog for a walk, and he's an angel till he sees another dog, and then all of a sudden, the angel becomes Cujo. You get the idea. That's what The Pet Show is all about, helping you guys resolve any issues you'd be having with your pets, or a lot more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. Just a reminder, if you're new to the show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air today will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. As I say every week, we're not giving away biscuits here. Again, if you're new, many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $40, or even $50. So everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me live will get one of these great gifts. Don't get excited. You know by now it's not for you. It's for that beautiful dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Write it down. If the phones are busy, call back. We will get to your calls, I promise. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Okay, guys, here's what's coming up on today's show. By now you know Warren. Don't lie to us. You know you're not going to get to every subject. I'm going to try to get to as many subjects as I can, but as always, your questions, your calls are always my priority. So if you're calling, let the phone ring. We're busy on the phones already. Let them ring. Be patient. We eventually will answer your call and get to you. So here's what I got planned for today's show. Do you ever wonder why, I mean really wonder why your dogs love to roll around in the dirt, especially right after it rains or you give them a bath? Well, coming up on the show, I will explain why your dogs love to roll around in the dirt. And why, just why, you may not want to stop it. Also coming up on today's show, so many dogs and cats experience separation anxiety. Chances are they're provoked by some triggers caused by you, the guardians. I'll explain how to avoid these trigger points as well. And see, this is the stuff that keeps me up at night. What's the difference between a wagging dog tail and a wagging cat tail? And it's not what you think. And just when I thought I heard everything, some pet company has just invented, a pet urine detector. I always thought that was just my nose. A pet urine detector. As always, plenty of time for your calls and questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor rescue dog is suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog is humping everything in sight, give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. So here's the question of the day. Now, I may be eccentric. Some people think so. I don't think so, but some people think I am. I've been doing this. I've been working with animals my entire life, professionally for almost 50 years. You've been listening to me on the radio for 43 and watching me on TV for almost 50. The bottom line is this. I legitimately have full conversations with my pets. I'm not talking about how's your day, what are you doing, you want to go out, you want to eat, you're hungry, you got to pee. No. I talk about politics. I talk about religion. I talk about medical issues. I even make fun of some of my family members with my dogs, and they understand what I'm saying. So that's the question of the day. Do you legitimately have conversations with your pets? I'm not talking about how you're doing, you're hungry. I'm talking about real conversations, politics, religion. Do you have conversations with your pets? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, I will send you a super gift. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. And for those people that have been wanting to try my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, or those air horns you hear me talk about, or so many of the other incredible items I talk about, the hemp seed oil, the t-shirts, the Lucy Pet, here's the deal. There's a special on Hugs and Kisses products next week or two only, so I'll give you that information later, but you can save 20% on Hugs and Kisses. So if you want to have the healthiest dog and cat and help prevent shedding, dander, dry skin, itching, hairballs, Hugs and Kisses is the way to go. And as I said, I'll tell you about the special deal we're having a little bit later. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. How about I start out with a phone call right now? Let's go to my friend Kaylee, calling from California. Hey, Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. I'm in my car. Do I need to turn my radio down, or can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine right now.
Okay, so here's my question. I called in several months ago about my two dogs. I have a senior Chihuahua Terrier mix. He's 13. He recently had some dental work done about 2.5 weeks ago. He had to have about 7 or 8 teeth pulled. His gums were really bad. So we had the dental surgery done. He was under anesthesia. He seemed to be okay. But what I've noticed this past week is he seems to be licking everything. Like he'll sit, he likes to perch on the couch, on the top of the couch and look out the window. But then he starts licking the couch cover.
Let me tell you what's going on, okay? There's a couple of things that could be going on here. First of all, it's a 13-year-old cat, and thank goodness he's healthy enough to go under the anesthesia. A lot of vets wouldn't take a 13-year-old cat and anesthetize it.
No, it's a dog.
I'm sorry,
a dog.
Okay. Even a 13-year-old dog, I'm surprised. But in other words, I'm assuming the dog's in really good health. So here's what I want you to understand. It's not unusual. Chihuahuas are absolutely known, infamous for bad teeth. So the fact that they have to remove a bunch of teeth is not unusual. The fact that it was just done recently, the licking could be directly related to some pain or uncomfortable feelings in the mouth. That can cause them to lick as well. Also, when a dog isn't feeling super and there's things going on, whether it be with their mouth or whatever, they lick specifically as a way of calming themselves down. The first thing that happens when a puppy is born is the mother licks it to clean it off,
okay.
And also is a way to calm down. So I would not be overly concerned if he's eating okay, if he's drinking okay, if he's sleeping okay. It's either that the gums are still irritated, it was only a little while ago that he had the teeth pulled, or it's a combination of that with the stress. Watch it carefully. If it stays or gets a little bit better, I think you're on track. But it sounds to me there's a little annoyance in the mouth, and at the same time he's a little stressed out.
Okay, that sounds right, because the other dog was about 8 years old. It's a dachshund mix.
Yeah.
And he started licking his paws a lot. So
licking
I'm
his
like,
paws?
I don't.
Well, it sounds to me.
Paws. He
likes
to lick
his paws.
But see,
the change in behavior of the other dog may be a provocation for the other dog to start licking its paw. So here's what I'm going to do. I want you to follow my advice. Just let him lick away. Watch him carefully. But in terms of the paw licker,
okay.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an incredible product, okay? I got a whole bunch of new stuff to send. So I'm going to put you on hold, Kaylee, and we're going to get your name and address, and I'm going to send it for my screener out there. This is something I haven't given away before, but I'm going to send it away today. I am going to be sending you anti-lick paw spray from Nature Vet. Anti-lick paw spray, Nature Vet, an amazing company. This is one of their great products on its way to you. Again, for whoever, I don't know who's screening, whoever's screening, anti-lick paw spray by Nature Vet on its way to Kaylee. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break so we don't run short on time. We'll get back to all of your calls right after this. Listen, for over 6 years now, every week you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. In fact, to tell you how much I love this company, last night at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, I was on the phone with their CEO, Joey Eric, my good friend and an incredible guy. And Lucy Pet Food has been the food I've been feeding my rescue since the day I brought them home almost 4.5 years ago. And every week that goes by, I get calls from dozens and dozens of listeners all across the U.S. and Canada thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. As a matter of fact, coming up on May 20th, I am going to broadcast directly from Lucy Pet's manufacturing plant. I'll be bringing their laboratory. They're one of the only places that have their own laboratory. So it's going to be an incredible day. I'll talk more about that as we get closer. But listen to me carefully. I don't want you just to take my word about Lucy Pet Food. I love it. My pets love it. My family loves it. All my friends love it. I want you to hear from a listener just like you and what they said when starting Lucy Pet Food with their pets.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
This is what I hear every day. I mean, every day that goes by, I hear from people, dog or cat, talking about Lucy Pet Food. Here's the bottom line. If you go directly to their website, lucypetproducts.com, You can order their dog food, wet or dry, their cat food, wet or dry, the kitty lickies. There's so many different products that they have, incredible products at Lucy Pet Food. Check it out. And if you go directly to their website and spend just $35 on any combination of products, shipping is absolutely free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The most
They're all top cats here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. We're going to get right to you, Howard, Jane, Callie, Sissy, and also another Jane, this one in California, one in Connecticut. Before we do that, though, according to the New York Post, it's no secret that pets hold a special place in their owners' hearts, as 8 in 10 pet owners said that their pets are their number one source of joy. Their number one source of joy is their pet. It's also no wonder that 6 in 10 pet owners admit to confiding in their pets when they have a bad day and prefer to snuggle up with their dog or cat instead of their partners. Boy, I can understand that. What do you think? Give me a call. Let me know. Let me get right back to the busy phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Howard from Houston, Texas, calling from Florida. Hey, Howard, welcome to the Pet Show, and thank you for being so patient.
Thank you, Warren. We have 5 dogs, and I do talk to each and every one of them. Most recently, my dad passed away yesterday. I'm driving to Florida right now, for the funeral. The last of our rescues was a Great Pyrenees, and when we got her, she was malnourished. She was maybe 55 pounds, almost 2 years old. And she had been badly beaten, and I think by a small boy, because she's very friendly to adults, but she wants nothing to do with kids. And I have 2 grandchildren that live in the Houston area that I'd really like to have them come up to the house and play in the pool, but I'm afraid to with my Great Pyrenees. How can I modify her behavior?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one is whenever you leave the house, this is what I do. I have no children, but I want my dogs to be adjusted to kids. Obviously, I have nieces and nephews. So the bottom line is whenever I leave the house, because there's no kid sounds in my house, I leave either my TV on Nickelodeon or a station that is only children. This way, my dogs can hear the sounds of kids without being or the fear of being intimidated by the kids actually being around. So that's number one. Let it get used to the sounds. What I would also do is I would also get an article of clothing from your grandkids, bring them into your home so your dog becomes so familiar with their sense of smell before they actually come up there. That's number two. Number three, what I'd like you to do, if possible, if you can get your these your son's kids or your daughter's kids?
These are my daughter's kids.
Okay, if you can get your daughter or your son-in-law to make a little recording of the kids, just a couple of seconds, and just dropping the dog's name in, and just play that a little bit before you feed them, before you take them for a walk. Because dogs learn through the associative memory, they'll start associating the sound of them and the smell of their clothing with going for a walk or getting fed, all positive experiences. That's really, really important, okay? The other thing you want to do now, have you done any basic training with the dog at all?
Yeah, I had her at basic training at Petco, and she does the sit, and she'll do the stay, and she'll give me
okay, well, paw. Sharpen up a little bit on that before the kids actually come over. And the other thing I would recommend is when you introduce to the kids for the first time, try to introduce them on neutral territory, out of the house, maybe around the corner, maybe they're walking down the street so they already know the dog's name and they can give the dog one of their toys. You have to be cautious. I understand. First of all, I can tell right off the bat this Great Pyrenees was so abused based on the fact that it's a large breed and it only weighed 55 pounds. That ought to tell you something. I want you to follow Howard, the advice I just gave you. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. It goes over a lot of socializing, and then I want you to call me back when you wake up one day and your Great Pyrenees and your grandkids are sleeping whisker to whisker or nose to nose. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
Howard, give them all a hug and a kiss. Again, my apologies, but my heart goes out to you. I know it's difficult to say goodbye to someone, so my heart goes out to you, and I'm sure you'll get through it. Howard, let's put Howard on hold. We're going to send Howard a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I appreciate that phone call. God, what a tough call, and yet his concern. Listen to his concern. That's what often happens. You have to understand that my dogs, again, they're not exposed to kids, so I leave on Nickelodeon, or they're watching this on TV, or they're listening to that, or I make recordings of kids. So the sound, because kids can be pretty animated, can make all the difference in the world. Howie, good luck. and give that dog and your grandkids a hug and a kiss when they're all playing in the pool together. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here. And when I come back, we have Jane, we have Kaylee, we have Sissy, we got another Jane. We'll get to all your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. I want to hear from you people, too. Do you find up, have full conversations with your pets? I want to know. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I never have. When other friends failed, my pal.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Too much monkey business. Hey, way too much monkey business here on the Pet Show. We are back. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I got some interesting stuff to give away on this show. A lot of different stuff. If you have one of those dogs that scoots his bottom on the ground, I got something called No Scoot. I got cranberry relief. I got herbal flea spray. I got no scratch spray for cats that are doing some scratching. Anti-lick paw spray, hot spot foam, allergy aid. If your dog's eating his own poop, I even got some chewables for that. We got great stuff here on the Pet Show to give away, all from my friends over at either Lucy Pet, My Own Hugs and Kisses, or Nature Vet. It's a great time to give me a call. Everyone that calls in gets to talk to me live on the air. We get some of these or one of these fabulous gifts for their dog or cat. And as I said, many of the items I give away are worth as much as $50. So if you just want to give me a call, ask a question, or you just want to answer my question, which is pretty simple. Do you have conversations with your dogs and cats? I mean real conversations. Give me a call. Let me know. I will send your buddy a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 8255, that is the way to get through. Hey, just before I get back to the phone lines here, and Sissy, you'll be up next, then we have Jane in Connecticut and Jane in Anaheim, California. But let me do this. You know, when a cat wags its tail, it's not the same joyful response to get with a happy dog. In fact, it may be the opposite. A cat tail wag can be more of a warning. The tail wag is a sign of heightened excitement, annoyance, or frustration. The thrashing tail generally means stop what you're doing, I'm going to get angry. That's when the tip of the tail is wagging. It is often a sign your cat is ready to pounce on their favorite toy and perhaps on your leg. So when a dog's wagging his tail, and it's not always friendly either. It depends on the height of the tail and the way he's wagging. But a cat tail wag and a dog tail wag, not necessarily the same thing. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Jane in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Hey, Jane, how's everything in beautiful Connecticut today?
Well, we're getting some thunder and lightning right now, Warren. We did have a 96. It's been very warm, too warm for this time of the year. But I do want to say, yes, I do talk to my doggy, and I talk about everything. I do talk to him about religion, and you know, I even pray with my dog. I even taught the doggy to pray. And I'm also trying to get him trained. Now, listen, what happened was I had a pit bull. He was 8 years old. I had to put him down 2 months ago. He had congestive heart failure, which was very sad. But I do have a new pit bull that I got from somebody that couldn't keep the doggy because of where they live. So I'm trying to train the doggy. He's always barking when I take him out when I go for a walk. I eventually would like to take him on a run with me, but he's constantly barking, and no matter what I do, especially if cars, but a bus or a truck, I don't know if he gets frightened by the trucks or anything.
Well, how much, Jane, how much background do you have on the dog? The previous people who had him, how much exposure, how much socializing, how much did he really get?
I don't know. It was a friend of mine who had this dog, and they were looking for somebody to take him over because they couldn't, and they didn't really know much about the training.
Let's start from scratch. Let's start from scratch. How old is the dog?
The dog is about 6 months old right now.
Oh, it's a baby, a mere baby. Let me tell you what you need to do. The most important thing, training is critical for any dog. You know, it's important because it gives you a positive way to communicate. But the most important thing you can do when a new dog, whether it be a puppy or a rescue dog or a dog in your situation that's 6 months old, which, by the way, is your dog going through its teenage years. 6 months old for a dog is those teenage years, okay? So they're going to be a little rebellious sometimes. What's going on here is it sounds to me that the dog never received the proper socializing. And because it wasn't trained, it made it more difficult to socialize. So what you need to do right now is give the dog as much socialization as possible. You know, go to a park. Just sit there. Let him just look around. Sit in front of your house. Let him just look around. If he's really bothered by cars, what I would do is maybe have a friend of yours pull up in front of your house in their car, get out of their car. They already know the dog's name and hand him a toy. Let's make the fear of cars into a positive scenario. In terms of the barking, I don't want you to yell at him. Don't say, shut up, knock it off, be quiet. None of that nonsense. He's not barking because he's a bad dog. He's barking because of lack of exposure. The more exposure you give him, the better off you're going to be. It's kind of like the dog, not really a good choice, but the thing that you need to remember is I want you to do some good, solid, basic training with the dog and socialize at the same time. How does he get along with people?
He seems to be so far with, like, if people that have come over, he's been very good with the people. He's jumping as a, like a little puppy, like you would, you know, he wants to kind of, I think, play.
Yeah, but he hasn't been trained, so of course he's jumping. It's like trying to read a book if you don't know the alphabet. You can't do it. But how's he with other dogs?
That I don't know yet, Warren. I haven't put him around other doggies.
Now is the time to start exposing him little by little, carefully, to other dogs and kids and people. The more exposure he gets right now, the more you keep him away from that, the more he's going to be kind of intimidated by it. You need to socialize and expose him more. I want you to do the basic training, because what that will do is build up his confidence. You know, one of the reasons I wrote my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, which is still, by the way, it's going to be on sale. I'll talk about that next. One of the reasons I wrote that is so many books out there on training, heel, sit, stay, down, come. That's all important stuff. But the most important thing you can do to have a well-balanced dog is increase the self-esteem, their self-image, their confidence level. So what I'm going to do, Jane, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's all kinds of great information there. Or you can go to my website, thepetshow.com, or my YouTube channel. Six-month-old dog. Don't wait until he learns how to do everything wrong. You just got him in. He hasn't been trained by the people. So now you have this brand new dog that you can start adjusting, socializing, and training so he turns out to be the best dog ever. And let me tell you, pit bulls are amazing, amazing dogs. Most people don't realize. I trained the Buster Brown dog. On Buster Brown, I live in a shoe. This is my dog, Tiger. I live there, too. Not the original. I'm not that old. But the last dog that did all the Buster Brown, he was an American Staffordshire Terrier. So the bottom line is he was one of those breeds classified as a pity. And he just loved kids. He went to malls. Everyone socialized, trained, makes all the difference in the world. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I got to take a break. When we come back, we got Sissy. We have Jane. We have another Jane. We have Mary in beautiful Lake Havasu, Arizona. I love that place. We'll get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I want you guys to listen to me very carefully because I've never done this before. This is the first time we've been able to do this. We are throwing a huge, amazing, gigantic store-wide sale celebrating spring at at the Pet Show store, which means this. Everything at the Pet Show store is on sale at 20% off. That means my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements for your dogs or cats, my best-selling books, Dog and Cats, those air horns that everybody who walks a dog should have, one of those air horns, they're on sale as well. Those amazing t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, and all the incredible health and wellness items at thepetshow.com, all 20% off. But that's not all. Whether you need hugs and kisses, vitamins, books on training, health and wellness items, or even just none of my friends walk upright t-shirt, it's all on sale. But listen to this. If you're an Amazon shopper, Hugs and Kisses is 20% off at Amazon as well. If you're a Walmart shopper, Hugs and Kisses Dog Horns, my best-selling books, 20% off as well. No matter where you shop, it's on sale through April 30th or while supplies last. So here's the deal. We've never been able to do this before. If you've been looking to try the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements, get a copy of my book, pick up one of the air horns, get a t-shirt, or some incredible health and wellness items, you can go to my website, thepetshow.com, save 20%. You go to amazon.com, save 20%. Go to walmart.com, save 20%. What are you waiting for? Sale good till April 30th or while supplies last. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. That's 800-908-3084.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is a
horse. And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Let me get right back to the busy, busy phone lines here. We're going to get to you, Michael. We're going to get to you, Mary. We're going to get to you, Jane. But right now it's Sissy's turn. Hey, Sissy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how are you, Warren?
I thank you for being so patient, Sissy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm a follower from your last show.
There you go. What can I do for you?
First thing is, I totally have full conversations with my Imogene. I actually say, hey, what are we going to do today? I actually say we. So, and my second thing is, my concern is, for some reason, she cannot handle if she sees a dog in a stroller. You know how people sometimes stroller their dogs. If she sees a child in a stroller, it's nothing. It's totally ignored. But if she sees a dog in a stroller, she gets upset.
Yeah, because it's not natural for a dog to see another dog that's not moving on its own. It's confusing. It's like sometimes I see people going by me. I live in Santa Monica, and when I take a walk on the beach, people are going by me, and he's rolling things. I say, what are they doing? How are they moving? So yeah, here's what I would recommend that you do. If you can find, you know, a couple of nice people that have strollers that they use for their dogs, if you can have them just kind of hang out with you and your dog sitting out front in front of the house or at a park, and the more time your dog spends with it with no reaction, the quicker he'll get to come around it. But it's an unnatural thing for a dog to see a dog rolling around. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's not aggressively, it's just barking at them.
And she just barks. She's not aggressive. She just barks.
Yeah, it's an unusual thing. It's like why do dogs bark at cars? Because every time the car goes by, the dog thinks it's one, and the car runs away. So it's kind of like that. The dog starts barking at someone walking with the dog in a stroller. Chances are that person's going to push the dog in the stroller faster, and now your dog thinks the same thing. So find someone, or just get a stroller. Find someone that you can work with. Get your dog comfortable with the dog, and one dog in a stroller, and little by little, he will come around. I promise.
That makes so much sense. Thank you so much. And my last question very quickly is,
yeah,
she was diagnosed with luxating patellas. Will she eventually have to have surgery? She just turned 10 yesterday.
You know, there's a couple of things you might want to try. You might want to contact, and you live in California, you're kind of lucky that way because we have a lot of pet rehabilitation out here. You might want to contact one of the pet rehabilitation centers where they use acupressure, acupuncture, cold laser therapy, hydrotherapy. That might be really beneficial for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Sissy, don't go anywhere. Sissy, I'm going to put you on hold. Sissy, I want to send you something. We're going to send Sissy, you know what, keep those hips, joints, and bones in good shape. I am going to send you some Arthrosoothe Gold from my good friends over at NatureVet. It'll make a big difference for you. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to Jane in Anaheim. We are going to Mary in Lake Havasah. We are going to Michael in Vermont. We'll get to all your calls, plenty of time, lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I want you to listen to me carefully. I need your help, and here's why. If you knew that with every single dollar you donate, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted, tossed out in the wild, isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? Of course it is. For the past 42 years, my friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would have never, ever, ever been able to do the absolutely incredible work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care. You heard what I said? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 rescued dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest in my personal finances for Delta's rescued animals. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, every one, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved, loved for the first time in their life. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. Read the story, see the photos of these throwaway pets and how they were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation, big, small, medium, every donation helps. You can also text them at dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. We're talking about that special spring sale. We'll talk more about that next hour. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Jane will be my first call. Jane has an interesting question, and I have an interesting response. She wants to know why her 10-year-old cat is biting her hair. We'll talk about that. We got Michael in Vermont with two rescue cats that talk to him. We also got Mary in Lake Havasu. Her cats love plastic bags. We'll get to all your calls. I got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my books, air horns, T-shirts, cranberry relief for cats, hemp seed, lots of great stuff to give away. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will get one of these fabulous gifts for their best friend. And the question of the day is pretty simple. Come on, guys. Am I the only one? Do you have conversations with your dogs and cats? I don't mean, do you want to go for a walk? Are you hungry? Daddy's home. I mean, literal conversations, politics, religion, banking. I have conversations with my pets every single day. Some of them are really long, but then again, it's Warren. Do you have conversations with your dogs and cats? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through and we talk live, I will, in fact, send you a great gift. I know you talk to them. You don't have to be a closet pet talker. You can admit it here on the Pet Show, because I guarantee you that 90% of the people listening to me right now on the Pet Show, because obviously they love pets, they're listening to the Pet Show, they talk to their dogs and cats. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.